Okay. Hello, this is the August 27th meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee. Let me repeat that. I don't know if that got on. This is the August 27th meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee of the Pacifica National Board. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair of this committee. And I think we are ready to do the roll call in view of the absence of our secretary, Nancy. I would like to ask Carol to take notes for tonight's meeting and take the roll call.
I'll give taking the roll call a try, and if I miss anybody, somebody will tell me. Tony Leon.
Present.
Joseph Davis.
Here in Houston, thank you.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Nancy Sorden has said she's not going to be here. Janet Coburn.
Present.
Tom Livingston.
Here.
Jan Goodman.
Here.
Munsters, Huzzer.
Afia Hello, Afia.
Somebody's breathing heavily into the phone. Could everybody mute except Carol?
Afia?
Present.
Okay. Tom Voorhees.
Here.
And Carol Travis here. I miss anybody? Okay. So we have a quorum, Mr. Chairman. I think you have to, raise the issue of chairing.
Yes. I'm at a remote location right now, and it's very, very late. It's 3:30 in the morning for me, so I'm not going to be on for very long at tonight's meeting. So I've asked Carol Travis to take over the chair duties for tonight, and I would hope that we can get unanimous consent on that. Do I have unanimous consent for that?
Yes, on my behalf, Mentor.
Well, just and are there any objections? Okay, thank you. Then, Carol, you can assume you're the chair.
Okay.
I'll be on for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I sent out the draft. You have the draft agenda, so yeah.
Does everybody have the draft agenda? Does anybody not have? I'll read it for people who are listening. I hear somebody with a background noise. Okay, the agenda is roll call, agenda approval, minutes approval, motion recommending affiliates become its own business unit, report back from working groups, the finance working group, and the purpose working group, which I guess is the governance and mission, but maybe not. Discussion of underwriting, new business, adjourn no later than 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. There's two motions, one that came in with Alex's agenda and one that came in from Janet. And I'm going to just add them both here. And one is the strategic plan. This is the one Alex sent in. The Strategic Planning Committee recommends that the Pacifica National Board authorize the Executive Director to formalize the structure of the Pacifica Affiliates Program by taking the necessary steps to treat it as a separate business unit with its own budget and its own staff, separate from the national office staff. That's one motion. And the second motion by Janet, is resolved that before going forward with any underwriting effort at Pacifica, management shall do the following, colon, one, consult a tax attorney regarding whether underwriting income might be taxable, what reporting requirements may be, and what would be needed to safeguard the organization's exempt status with respect to such a plan. Two, consult with legal counsel regarding underwriting and any potential listener, member, or staff conflicts of interest or self-dealing with some, with respect to some underwriters. Three, ensure that the underwriting program would be in compliance with the California AG's guidelines, C, and then there's a link to the AG's California Government Charities Publication Guide for Charities. And four, prepare a plan that lays out, A, the job description and selection process of an underwriting manager, B, the cost of the ongoing overhead to manage an underwriting program, and that includes staffing, an underwriter database, an underwriter payment process, and fee schedules and coordination with management at all stations. C, the implementation of controls that include parameters for selecting underwriters, requirements for underwriting, PSA content, determination of the limits on frequency of underwriting PSA content, monitoring the content and frequency of underwriting PSA messages, B, regular reporting to management and the PNB on the underwriting program, and E, accounting of underwriting revenue. So those are the two motions that would be under new business. Do I have a motion to accept the agenda as read?
I would like to add one item to it.
First, you have to have a motion to accept the agenda as amended. Yeah, accept the agenda as amended. How's that?
Okay, so moved.
Is there a second?
I second myself.
You can't second yourself.
Second. Tony.
Who is the second?
Tony.
You don't need necessary in committee.
All right. Sorry. Mansoor moves. And then Mansoor, Mansoor, you had something you wanted to add.
And yes, then I'd
please.
Like to get
wanna,
on the sack.
I hear
I'd
you,
like
Janet.
Thank you.
I would like to add an item to deal with the National PD programming and PD search.
Okay. Does anybody object to that addition? Okay.
It doesn't have to be this meeting. It doesn't have to. We don't have to discuss if we run out of time, so be it. But I would like to add it to the agenda. And if we don't talk about it tonight, we would like to extend it to next week, postpone it to next meeting.
It'll go.
I don't object to this, but we don't really have anything new to report on that item as far as I know.
Okay. Let's just put it on the agenda and we'll see what happens in it. We'll probably go over to the next meeting anyway, and by then maybe we'll have it. Janet.
Well, first I'd like to comment on this motion, on Mansoor's motion, and then I have something else I'd like to.
Okay, so do you object to his motion?
Well, I don't understand why it fits into this committee. How...
We are the people who voted to do that and sent it to the PNB, so I think it does fit into do you object to it being on our agenda?
I do, but
well, let's have a
I
vote.
I don't think it belongs on
maybe I can explain. Maybe Mansoor can explain.
Okay.
So this
Go
is
ahead.
Part of this committee, this National Programming and Program Directorship. It has brought up by this committee and is part of this committee. So I would like to, I have a little bit more information, a little bit more thoughts about it, and I would like to discuss this issue.
Okay. So
Janet, are you taking the position that you want to vote on the agenda on whether or not to include it?
Well, I still think even if this committee voted to hire a CFO, for example, discussion of that is, I mean, that process would not belong on this committee. It would be for the personnel committee. So I don't think it's appropriate. That's my objection to
that
having
objection. Let's take a vote on who would is okay with putting this on the agenda and who opposes.
Would you restate the motion?
It's not a motion. I just want to add an item to the agenda. That's it. I would like to further discuss the concept of national programming and program directorship.
Further discuss national
programming and program directorship.
And PD, programming directorship. Okay.
All right, that's okay with me. I mean, worded that way.
Okay. All right. Is anybody else object to that, as he stated, being on the agenda? Okay. So the agenda is as read, with the addition under new business of a discussion of further discussion of national programming and program directorship. Anybody object to the agenda as read and sent?
Carol, I had wanted to address.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so as far as the two motions, I think Alex's motion should go under item number 4, and my underwriting motion should go under item 6.
Okay, and yours should go under 6. Okay, does anybody disagree with that? Okay, so with those, an understanding of that this, and then Mansoor's will go under new business. How's that?
And Jan, how much time for each item?
Okay. Well, we have motion recommending affiliates is 30 minutes currently, and we have a discussion of underwriting is 45 minutes. And does anybody feel like we need more?
No, I would like to make it a little bit less so that we have a little bit time to discuss the program.
Okay. You want to cut down the discussion of the underwriting to 30 minutes, or what would you like?
Yes, 30 minutes for the underwriting. Yes.
Okay, and then 15 minutes for new business with the discussion of programming and PD, program directorship,
understanding, that would not be new business. Wouldn't it be old business, as we've already been talking about it?
Probably. You want to make it item 7, programming, national programming, and
it's going to go that way.
Pardon?
Here.
Is this going to go what way?
I'm sorry.
Okay, so you want to make that 7 and new business 8? Jan?
I'm sorry, I put myself on. Yes.
Okay, did everybody follow this? Okay. Did anybody not follow it? Go ahead, Janet.
Well, I followed it, but I have something else I wanted to amend.
Go ahead.
That item 5 come before item 4. Because I actually, item 4 and item 6 are really new business, both of them.
Why, you know, this is a subcommittee. Why don't we relax and just go with what we got rather than have yet another thing that I have to straighten out in minutes, huh? Would that be okay with you?
I'm proposing that item 5 go right after minutes approval.
All right.
This is a committee.
Okay. Does anybody object? Okay. Items 4 and 5 will be switched. Okay. This means that the agenda is now roll call, agenda approval, minutes approval, a report back from working groups, motion recommending affiliates become its own business unit, discussion of underwriting, discussion of national programming and program directorship, and new business. Adjourn no later than 10:30. Everybody got that?
Yep.
Okay. Anybody disagree? Okay. I'm ruling that we got an agenda approval. Minutes approval. Nancy sent out the minutes, I think today or maybe yesterday. I know I read them today. Have people read them? Is there anybody who hasn't read them or feels uncomfortable passing them at this point?
I haven't read
them. Do I have a motion to accept the minutes for the July 23rd meeting?
So moved.
Who is that? Who is moving
Alex.
That? Alex. Okay. On discussion. Anybody object to accepting the minutes as written?
This is Janet.
The minutes are. What?
I abstain.
Pardon me?
I
Who
abstain?
Janet.
Janet
abstain. Okay. Anybody else want to abstain?
Joseph will
abstain. Yes, Tom, I'll abstain too.
Joseph abstain. Afia, did you say you abstain?
Yes.
And Tom Livingston, did you say you abstain?
I do.
Okay.
I'm Joseph.
I've got him. So Janet, Joseph, Afia, and Tom Livingston. Anybody else? I think that means we still pass the minutes. So the minutes are accepted. Next we have the report back from the working groups, the finance working group. Who is that? Who's in charge of that? Who's on the phone call?
That's Afia.
Okay, Afia, you got the floor.
Okay. First, I apologize to the general body for not having a report. As some of you may know, there's a national prisoner strike, and I'm the lead support person in South Carolina, and it's just eaten up my time and knocked everything else out of order. So my second apology is to the members of the working group, particularly Janet and Tom, for their having shown up for the last meeting and my not showing up being so caught up in the affairs of the strike. So I appreciate the allocation of time and expect to be able to satisfy it at our next regular meeting and ask that the members of the committee will appear on next Monday evening at our regularly scheduled meeting so that we will have a report to make.
Thank you, Afia. Thank you for the work that you're doing on the important national prisoner strike, something that I myself am very interested in, although not as involved as I used to be in that work. I am the chair of the next committee, convener of the purpose working group, which is the governance and mission group, and I do not have as important excuse. Mansoor, maybe you can make a report. I think we did the survey, and I think that it has, my impression is that we sent it out and it just went into cyberspace and disappeared. Is that accurate, Mansoor?
That's very accurate. We'll send it out again.
Okay. I found it difficult to access. Did anybody else even try?
Carol, this is Joseph. I saw that had no links, so there was kind of confusion about even how to find it. So I'm not blaming anybody. I just think it needed a one single message that had everything in it that might have helped it get going. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Jonathan. But we have nothing else to report. We have not met again as a subgroup, but I promise that I will convene that again. Mine as well. Okay. Does anybody else want to add anything to either of those? Okay. So we are now at what is now point 5, motion recommending affiliates to become its own business unit. I think, Alex, you suggested that motion. Do you want to motivate it and talk about it?
Well, I suggested the motion at Tom's request, so I think it's really up to Tom to motivate this one.
Okay.
Yes, I'm glad to do that. It's the way that our affiliate program has worked, apparently, is that it has had no official status in the last 20 years, or however long it's been around. Effectively, the way that it's been working is the expenses of the affiliates program are paid out of the national office. The affiliate fees go into a lockbox and into its own account. And then from time to time, the chief financial officer has been just withdrawing some money. What I'm suggesting is not that complicated, but that we treat the affiliate program as a business unit, that it meets its expenses out of its income, that there's a, rather than sort of being a piggy bank that the national office can withdraw money from, that there be a set central services fee, somewhat similar to the archives and the other units. I don't think this will be very complicated to do, but as a kind of a first step to get more intentional about the affiliate program, I believe that it's been very successful. But there's a lot of stations that are involved. That there are two parts to the affiliate program that might yield more revenue, and that is the what we charge affiliates themselves, how that's done, if there's a budgetary outcome at the other end of it, that it might be a little more intentional. I'm not saying that it isn't now. And then we have there's a service that Otis has developed that is an archiving program. That we kind of offer it kind of for free, and that Otis and Ursula both believe is that we could, if we started being entrepreneurial about it, that could generate significant support as well. So that's really the rationale, is to treat it as to give it official status and start being intentional about, and to have the staff be able to, realize the fruits of their work. If the affiliate program is successful, I know that the program has ideas for other things that they can do, including potentially a podcast network. So I'd say that's my motivation. I think it's just a step in being more organized as an organization.
Joseph,
go ahead.
And Jan on the staff also, please.
Man hours.
So wait a minute. Joseph, Janet, Jan. Go ahead, Joseph.
FES back, please.
FES. Joseph.
Okay, my question would be is, how is the work presently being done that has necessary to be handled in the national office? And if we were to create dedicated staff, basically hours per week are we looking for to hire a person for or something? That's all. Thank you.
Right. So, currently there's no Ursula Rudenberg is the director of the program. She runs it. And there is a part-time, so this doesn't change staffing at all. So there's a part-time bookkeeper and a part-time assistant. So that's how it's staffed now, and this would not change the staffing.
Janet, go ahead.
Okay, so if it were a business unit, I assume it would also require a budget. I'm wondering how the unit staff would be paid. I mean, for example, with Pacifica Radio Archives, you have a ties on, like central services for paying into the national office. You have it also for PRA. So where would the money come from to pay the staff of this business unit? It's also my understanding that the official title or the title of the person running it is affiliates coordinator, not director. I don't think it was ever that. Anyway, but so those questions. Especially
right. So So it's funded now by affiliate fees, and it would continue to be that. This wouldn't change the economics. What's happening now is the staff is paid out of the national office, and then from time to time in the past, and from time to time, the chief financial officer would go and make a withdrawal from the bank account. And so that's how it's happening now. This would be really just organizing it more. And I wasn't aware of what the actual title is. So that's not a significant issue as far as I'm concerned.
But I don't think you answered my question. Can I try again?
The economics would not change. Currently the way that it works, So affiliate stations, our 300 affiliate stations pay money to be affiliate stations. That money goes into a bank account. The national offices pays for the staffing that we have now and all of the expenses of the organization. And then from time to time in the past, the chief financial officer has taken a withdrawal from the account by any measure, by people that are paying attention to this, the affiliate program makes more money than it costs. And so this would not include any tithing. It wouldn't change the economics. It would just change the mechanism and to be a little more intentional about the operation of the unit so that they would have a budget. Yes. That would absolutely have to be the first step. They would pay a central services fee, as stations do, and with those things to be determined. It's just to treat it more like a, you know, act a little more grown up.
Janet, I'd like to follow up.
Go ahead.
So, again, I heard you say that the staff currently is paid out of the national office budget, and the national office is a unit. So if this becomes a separate unit, are you saying that it's still the staff still would be paid out of the national office unit?
May I say?
And
no. I heard.
Wait, well, I'm not done. I'm just.
Go ahead.
It's just not clear.
Yeah.
Why calling it a unit instead of what it, you know, like a department of the national office? What difference? You know, why a unit has its own staff that it's is part of the budget, and then you said it would pay a central services fee. So that would be different.
I'm not sure I understand why this started. You would like me to try again, okay?
Can I go ahead? What I think you didn't say exactly, Tom, was that when the CFO went in and took money, that it covered the costs that had come out of the national office, so that it was actually the affiliates were paying for what they cost. You said
right.
They periodically went in and took out the money. You did not say specifically that it was the amount that was covered.
Right. So by any measure, and I suppose we could go find the numbers, the affiliate program generates more money than it costs, more than the staff costs. The intent is to, rather than have it be at the whim of whoever the chief financial officer or the executive director is, or whenever there's a shortage in the national office, to have the affiliate program be treated as the stations are and as the archives is, and so that we can start to be more intentional about, you know, how do we maximize the effectiveness and return of the affiliate program? It's, you know, so the staff has a mandate and clarity about, you know, if we generate more money, we might make more investments in the affiliate program. So this seems pretty straightforward to me.
Jan, you're next.
So I think this is a great idea.
Well,
the affiliate program, you know,
somebody is
it'll be
pain.
Easier.
Mansoor is talking.
Okay, I'll move somewhere else. So I think it's a really good idea to do this. It's about time. And I would also move that I don't think that it's not written in stone anywhere what the director, facilitator, coordinator's title is. But I would suggest, and I think I think that Tom should, as part of this, give the head of this unit the title of director, and, you know, so that she, in this case, he, in some future case perhaps, you know, have the status that she or he would be helpful in adding to our affiliate network, and I think along the way, and this is I don't think that this needs to be voted on at this point. It's something that the executive director ought to just be in charge of, is evaluating what the present actual job description is, and, you know, create a job description that is appropriate to what the director, coordinator, whatever she's called now, and make it the job description of the director, because I think each unit should have a director.
I'm going to say that my understanding of some of the things you said, Jan, sounded like amendments to this, some of which were really bylaw issues if you're attempting to make somebody a director on the national board. And
not a director. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. I meant just the director of that unit.
Okay.
I'm not adding a new...
Just as long as that's clear.
No.
Okay, so you're supporting this and you're not trying to amend this and add a bunch of stuff. You're just making your comments on what you think would be helpful.
I'm making my comments and just suggestions, you know, to the executive director on ways to make this as good a thing.
All right, so I'm not dealing with amendments to the motion. And there was something else that struck me that I can't remember. But, Afia, why don't you go?
I, as an affiliate, and one that's been around for a while with the rumors of all the great stuff that the affiliates program is going to do, from collective buying to monetizing AudioPort and podcast, none of which has happened. In 10 years, my question is, what are the surplus funds? What are the anticipated surplus funds? What assurances are there that it's not going to cost more? And how does it contribute to the economic well-being and stability of the foundation?
Tom, do you want to answer that?
Yeah, it's. I think this is a first step. It's to bring accountability so that there's actual budgeting, and I think this is the pathway to that. It looks to me like there's more. There's potential in the affiliate program that hasn't been realized. I think this is the way to get there. We definitely need to do evaluations of the program. So I think this is the path.
I have a follow up.
Go ahead.
Tom, you keep using the term accountability, intentionality, growing up. But I don't hear what ways you think that that there has not been accountability, and what the consequences of that has in fact been.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure I have the answer to. I don't have enough history with Pacifica to be able to say that with any assurance
I have some thoughts on this.
Great.
I'm back too. Go ahead.
I'll wrap up and let you the two of you talk, but I don't know that there's been any evaluations. I don't think it's unique to this organization, but I don't know that the program whatever Janet called her is, I don't know if there have been evaluations. That's a conversation I've had with Ursula. I think we need to have a budget. Having it be organized with clear accountabilities to me is the pathway to making improvements if there's need for that.
Joseph, for the stack, please.
All right.
You didn't answer the question with regard to surplus.
Right. I just think that's a management question. It's the A lot of parts of the Pacific haven't been managed. That there's a budget made for the affiliate program each year, and that they're held accountable to the budget. Some calculation of what's an appropriate central services fee to cover the cost of the support functions that are provided to the affiliate program, and then if there's surplus, I don't know the answer to that. I think that can be solved, but if you just have it sit there the way that it has been without any kind of real accountability, I think this is the pathway.
Okay.
Can I respond to the accountability question, please?
Jan. Who's Jan? No, I'm on the stack, and then you, and then Joseph, okay?
Okay, so, Janet again.
And then Janet again. And somebody keeping the time, I think we're about 18 minutes into this. We were going to do this for 30 minutes. Can somebody keep the 12 minutes? Who would do that?
You put it right here.
I'll say it's 6:30 and I'll pay attention. Okay, what I wanted to say was that I actually think this is something that is respectful to the affiliates and brings them in as a unit that is more clearly recognized as a group that we have a formal relationship to. It's the beginning of doing that. And so I think that and having a sense of what it is doing is important to do that, and for itself to have some budgeting and so on. It's it just makes sense to me. Jan.
So interestingly, from my perspective of just observing, I think that the accountability, or the lack of accountability, has sort of been on the behalf of the PNB. That is to say, or not the PNB, not the PNB, but it, Pacifica, maybe National Office, whatever, that what has happened. And the reason I believe that has contributed to the improvements in the affiliate program hardware and structure has been that it seems that oftentimes Pacifica has sort of treated the affiliates' bank account as like a piggy bank, and when they need money they go in. I will say, the CEO or whoever, Pacifica needs money, there's money in the affiliates account, they take the money out of the affiliates account, and voila, there's not enough money to do all these things that the affiliate network needs to do to keep up with the real, with the times. And so if it's as a separate unit, the numbers are not going to change, I don't think, that much, but I believe that if it's seen as a separate unit and a separate budget, then they can start looking at the budget of the money that's coming in and attempting to make a plan to make these improvements that, for instance, AFIA just mentioned. So I think that that's where kind of the accountability or lack of accountability has been, much more than from the affiliate structure to Pacifica. Thank you.
Okay.
AFIA on the stat.
I hear you. I want to make one point that this is a motion that goes to the recommends to the PMB, so it's not one that we decide. But anyway, Joseph, Janet, and then Afia. So Joseph, go.
All right. I feel like we don't have accountability for the existing units we already have. That's certainly true at KPFT, and I largely blame the fact we don't have accountability at the units on the fact that the PMB doesn't push any, no political will. Right now, for instance, we don't have budgets, and even when we do have budgets, in years we do have budgets, they're not tracked and maintained. And so I'm just thinking that if we're going to do something like this, it would be better for us to learn how to really properly manage the units we have before we add a new unit. And then when we do, we can use the same model so we can have consistency through our tracking. So that's it. Thank you.
Janet.
Yeah, okay. So it's my understanding that the affiliates program, the director, coordinator, reports to the ED. And just like the technology department director reports to the ED. And so it's really the ED that is supposed should be holding their the people who report to him her accountable, and just based on that they are they report to the ED and anybody else who directly reports to the ED. So the accountability can be taken care of without making it into a separate unit. I'm done.
Afia.
I'd like to second the point that that Janet makes, and that Joseph also made, and having and being an affiliate, and having served and been involved with the affiliates program, I would rather see the if there is going to be dipping into the cookie jar, to use the analogy before us, that the foundation, the full body, which all of us use the various programming, that the benefit is broader if it's out of the national office and benefiting the foundation and the network, as opposed to the dipping in the cookie jar by a single unit that in 10 years hasn't been able to figure out how to do a podcast. That's the height of irresponsibility and unaccountability.
Okay.
I'm opposed to this. Whatever the problems are, and it hasn't been that the funds haven't been available for technical development, staff development over the past 10 years, maybe lack of prestige that we're concerned about. So as an affiliate, I oppose this proposal.
Does anybody else want to speak on this?
I would, Mansoor.
Go ahead, Mansoor.
Okay, I don't think so. We want to accuse our affiliates or our affiliates director or coordinator, whatever, for having lack of anything, especially not making a podcast. All it is, our number of affiliates have increased, and we could most probably have a better business run operation with this approach. So I don't know if I want to really blame anybody, but more so moving forward to make Pacifica a little bit more better business savvy than what we have been. Thank you. And by the way, I'm getting off the phone. I have to go. It's 6:30.
I think we're going to take the vote if you want to stay a minute.
Sure, I can stay.
Okay. Does anybody else want to speak on this?
Joseph?
Okay, Joseph, go ahead.
Yeah, just one last quick word. I think it's a good idea, again, what I said before. I just think we have more important things to do before we add a seventh unit that we don't know how to manage. I think we should learn how to manage them and then add a unit. So that's it. It's just a matter of prioritization. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to read the motion again, and unless anybody else wants to speak on it, I'll take the vote. So the motion is the Strategic Planning Committee.
May I, Mansoor would like to speak on that for a few seconds.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, so if you guys don't know Rosenberg, goddamn, I'm forgetting her first name now, Rutenberg.
Ursula,
who has been managing this from almost, I think it's 2003, if I'm not mistaken, so that's over 10 years. You should not make accusatory anything about that nobody knows how to run this thing. Thank you.
Okay. The motion is the Strategic Planning Committee recommends that the Pacifica National Board authorize the Executive Director to formalize the structure of the Pacifica Affiliates Program by taking the necessary steps to treat it as a separate business unit with its own budget and its own staff, separate from the national office staff. Okay. Tony.
Pass.
Okay. Joseph.
No.
Alex Steinberg. Alex, I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes.
Mansoor.
Yes.
Mansoor.
Yes.
Tom Livingston.
Yes.
Janet Cobran.
No.
Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Afia.
No.
Tom V.
I don't believe I'm a voting member.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Me, I'm voting yes. And I'm coming back to Tony. How would you vote?
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses and 1, 2, 3 noes. And the motion passes. So this will be discussed again at the National Board so people can raise their objections and their so forth there.
Madam Chair, I'm leaving the meeting. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I'm leaving the meeting too, Madam Chair. So
okay.
Carry on and thank you for your service.
Go to sleep. Sweet dreams. Okay. So we now have next on this is the discussion of underwriting, and what we have is Janet's motion on underwriting, which I will read, and then Janet, you can motivate. Does that make sense, or do you want to read it?
Didn't you pretty much go over it already pretty clearly? I think you virtually read it.
It was read during the agenda approval.
Yes, yeah, so
okay.
We have it read again.
Okay. Are you? Let me ask a question about this, Janet, if you don't mind. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Janet?
Go ahead.
Are you saying that this is our resolution that we do, or we recommend that this resolution go to the PNB for discussion?
Well, I do not support. Oh, you mean the well?
I mean, do you think we have the authority in the committee to pass this, or is this, you know, resolve that we send to the PNB the notion that, et cetera?
Well, I'd like to know whose idea was to bring this up for this meeting. To put it on the agenda is do you know who?
You did. I got
no,
Monday,
I,
August 27th.
No.
Please add the motion to the agenda, item 6, Janet.
Right, but I added the motion because there was an agenda item about discussion of underwriting.
Oh,
and I was
okay.
Wondering who put that, who, how did that get on the agenda?
Actually, Alex. Had that on the agenda,
right.
And I don't know.
Not,
Actually, it's not on the written agenda as he sent. Oh, yes, it is. Six, discussion of underwriting.
Right.
So do you feel that without the context? Go ahead. Talk.
Well, I mean, this. I would prefer that if there is any discussion of underwriting right now, that it stay in this committee. And so that's, you know, this, my motion does not say that this should go to the national board. And it should stay in this committee just because it was brought up in this committee. But so I didn't say in.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that given that Alex isn't here to motivate the whole discussion about underwriting that he wants to raise, that your motion should be connected with that and that we should put this off to the next meeting? I think the end of August has a lot of us doing a lot of different things on different bases, from Black August and the prison strike to family visits and also vacations. And, you know, we can have the bigger discussion at the next meeting if you would like, or we can go ahead. Your call.
Well, since this got started and you know, my motion is basically on the floor, and I, you know, you said I could motivate it. I would like to motivate it, and then somebody else can move to table it or postpone it or whatever.
Great. Go ahead. Go for it.
All right. So Pacifica is a listener-sponsored nonprofit. The trend to... Excuse me. Is somebody interrupting?
Somebody's talking.
Get interrupted.
I am interrupting because we are missing so many people. Why not have this when there are other people? I mean, Alex Steinberg is the person who you really want to be talking to, and he's not on the line. And
I'm sharing here, Jan. So I'm saying she can motivate it, and then we can table it. So let Janet speak.
Without interruption, please. Okay. So I started by saying that Pacifica is a listener-sponsored nonprofit. The trend to outsourcing functions such as the ED search and accounting services, adding underwriting will further degrade the nature of Pacifica being an independent voice. Will Pacifica have an underwriting czar who determines which small businesses and nonprofits would be allowed to do underwriting on Pacifica's airwaves? Incorporating underwriting at Pacifica would be a slippery slope, but in case this decision to move ahead there passes, I wanted to make this motion. So
great. Does somebody want to move the table?
No, this is Joseph. I'd like to speak.
Okay. So Jan, you're not moving the table. Go ahead, Joseph. Go ahead, Joseph.
I did want to point out, for some reason, somebody said, here, we have quorum, and since no member is more important than another, that's a strange comment. It doesn't matter who moves something, they put it on the agenda, it's on the agenda, and we have to discuss it. I have three, we've been having our toes in underwriting, whether it's been officially sanctioned or not, and I think the important thing is that it not affect our programming in any way if we're going to have it. That's what my principal concern would be. So to me, the mechanisms I would suggest, and I just want to throw this on the table so people can think about it for later, is that any no given underwriter should ever be able to give an excessive amount of money, say 1% of a station's budget, because then they wouldn't have the ability to influence programming. The total amount of money coming in at a station from all underwriting shouldn't be more than 20% of the station's budget, so that underwriters couldn't then effectively take over the station. And lastly, since we are dedicated to our listeners and what they want, we should have some kind of a mechanism that would allow our listenership to object and remove underwriters irrespective of whether we want their money or not. And that would be my three primary points that I think at some point in the process of underwriting we should consider. Thank you.
Jan Goodman, I would like to table.
Okay. Would somebody like Joseph, who's the expert on Robert's Rules? I personally loathe Robert's Rules, as many of you know. What do I do on just take a vote? Is it debatable, or do we just vote on it and it is a majority? Joseph?
Well, tabling would bring it back up later in the meeting. I think what you want to do is postpone it.
No, that's not true. Tabling would put it on...
Now we know why Carol hates Robert's Rules. Okay.
Yeah. postponing would possibly bring it up later in the meeting, but tabling would just set it aside, and if it can be untabled at any time, but there would have
to be... Okay, is it debatable, or is...
And it's not debatable, and it's majority.
Okay. And is it... And it's majority? Okay, so it's not debatable. We're going to... There's a motion to table on the floor. I'm taking the vote. Tony?
No.
No. Joseph?
No.
Tom Livingston? Tom Livingston. Hello. Janet.
No.
Jan Goodman.
I vote to table. Is that a yes?
Yes. Afia.
Yes.
Carol. Okay. Afia, yes. Carol, yes. So 1, 2, 3, 4 yeses and 3 noes. It's tabled. Okay, and the next point was brought up.
Wait.
What?
Who
3-3.
Who voted? Yeah, 3-3.
Oh, 3-3. Right, and so is that a fail?
Yes.
Yes, it fails.
Hi.
Did you vote, Carol?
I voted to table. So now we're going to have a discussion about this and a vote on. Tom Livingston, are you on this call?
And do we still have, how much more time on this are we going to spend?
I mean,
we can spend a lot of time.
Well, apparently we're using Robert's Rules to try to kill something on the floor right now at this point. So we're talking about abuse of Robert's Rules. I'd really appreciate we
did
from this.
Joe.
Please. I think the motion itself is designed to kill the idea because it's like...
Excuse me. I'm going to chair this. I'm chairing. And I first want to say I really am insulted, Joseph. I'm not trying to kill it. Janet herself raised the question that this was something that was raised in another context and that she wanted to motivate it and then it could be tabled. So... and I followed along on her, what she was raising. And, I am not somebody who uses Robert's Rules to stop discussion at all. I'm totally insulted.
You shouldn't be, Carol, because I wasn't talking about you.
Well, anyway. So I guess go ahead, line up to vote or call for a vote on this or something.
Excuse me, how much more time do we have on this subject?
And I have a lot of time for this. We have a lot of time for this. We have about 20 minutes. Or actually, yeah, 20 minutes. We have 20 minutes. Go for it.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yeah?
I'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate it if people would... not just interrupt and call and just start speaking, but be recognized by the chair. And what is called for now is discussion. It's a motion's on the table, on the floor. And so it's discussion. We don't necessarily have to go to a vote. People have things to say.
Joseph, for the stack.
I think Tony was on the stack and then Joseph. Is that correct?
You had me on the stack, or I asked to be on the stack long ago, Jan Goodman.
Okay. So Jan, Tony, Joseph. Anybody else?
You know, Tony can go first because he hasn't spoken very much, if that's okay.
Go ahead, Tony.
And then I'll go.
Okay, so Alex sent this this email at 3:40 today, and he has four attachments on it with I think some examples for us to review. This really isn't enough time. It wasn't enough time for me to look at it. I would like to move that we postpone it until the next SP meeting to give us time to look at what Alex sent and then compare it with what Janet sent. And then
let me ask you something. You voted to not table this to the next meeting, or I thought you did. Was your vote meaning to table? Because if it was, the motion is tabled.
Well, my understanding, what I heard was to table it. It didn't say when. So,
well, we'd go to the next meeting.
Definitely.
Chair, this is Janet. May I clarify?
When someone says to table and they don't give a date, I take that to mean indefinite, and they're trying to kill it.
I see.
Yeah, so maybe
was that your intention, Jan?
No, my
you made the motion was, to table.
My intention was actually was to put it over till next meeting when we all were enough people to actually talk about it, because it just seemed like if we're talking about it today, we're missing Alex and Mansoor, and I'm not sure who else, who, you know, and then we're going to have to rehash the whole thing again. So my motion, maybe I should have said motion to table to the next meeting, or a motion to postpone to the next meeting, whatever would be appropriate. So why don't I make another motion to postpone the discussion of this and Alex's
chair
to the next meeting.
Point of order and
Janet. I'm chairing and I'm speaking, and I'm going to do common sense discussion of this meeting now. And this is a subcommittee meeting.
Point of order needs to be, you have to recognize it.
Or kill myself. I just want to say, I want to finish speaking, okay? I want to know.
I made a point of order when Jan was speaking.
Go ahead, Janet. Go ahead.
So Jan spoke because you asked her to answer about her intentions. And then she used that to then make another motion to postpone. That she basically jumped the stack with that. That's one. Tony referred to four attachments. I have no idea which there was. I don't think there were anything sent about underwriting with four attachments or with any attachments.
I think that's a point of information. You're confusing your point of order with your point of information.
Well, I said I had both, but in any case.
This is why I hate Robert's Rules of Order. Anyway, what I'm trying to get at, because Tony, when he had the floor, raised the issue of moving this to the next meeting. And it's true he did it based on the material that he saw from Alex Randall. They were sent at 12:40 p.m., 5 hours ago. It says 6 hours from Alex Steinberg. So he referenced that. So it is already,
he is raising, Tony raised again the notion of putting this over to the next meeting. And I raised the fact that my understanding of the motion that Jan made was that it was to be moved over to the next meeting. And if that meant that Tony was voting yes on tabling, that we would be tabling this. And one of the objections I have to Pacifica and our process is that we get into procedural discussions that eat up an endless amount of time when we really have substantive things to discuss. And so I'm just trying to say, Tony, if you have the shared understanding, I had this understanding, Jan had that understanding, Afia, you voted yes. Did you understand that this was going to be moved over just to the next meeting?
That was my expectation. That's why I voted yes.
Okay. So, Tony, would you change your vote to yes under that understanding?
Yes.
Great. I think this has now been tabled. That's my ruling. And the next thing we have on the agenda is Mansoor put on, and he's not here to motivate it. And so I think it's appropriate that we adjourn. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Janet. So moved.
Go ahead.
So
second.
Moved.
I guess we don't need the second.
Anybody object? Okay, we're adjourned. Thank you very much. Look, we did an hour and how many minutes? 18 minutes, right on. Okay, and thanks for all the work you do in the prison movement from somebody else who's in the prison movement. Afia, thanks. Bye.
Thanks,
thank you, Carol.
Bye.
Did a pretty good job in English.